Get up with AB and Ben for Mother Nature's. Orlando Street stocked fresh daily. Local farm fresh produce direct to you. Hit 105.5.
Hang on. Just having a beauty treatment.
Oh, getting extra oxygen. I see what you did there.
Apparently it's got healing. Do I have to pay someone $1,000 now? Is that?
Yeah, it's $31. That's how much I paid for my oxygen facial that
in
you are slamming.
Bali. Do you know what $31 can buy you in Bali?
An island.
It can buy you Bali, the island. Ridiculous. Going to hear about all about the... I do get stuck in you a fair bit.
But I know, it's your favourite hobby.
It's just a week's worth of getting stuck into you built up, which is why it seems extra mean.
Yeah, so everything I say, you're like, how could I ruin her over
how
that?
How could I twist your words around?
Yeah, I need something on this.
Yes. We catch up with Carl from Taste Coast Coast.
That's right, talking about Curry Fest this Saturday.
My stomach is already, it's preparing itself, it knows.
What a good time. Yeah. We also chat sharks because there's a shark cull happening up in North Queensland.
Yeah.
That comes after the one in WA that was a bit of a disaster, so we're confused. Is it going to happen down here anytime soon?
We'll get to the bottom of it. And we started off with a Tuesday. I make you pick between two horrible things. And if you're still listening to this in some timely fashion, the Insta story might still be up as well. You can have your say as well. Hit Coffs Coast on Instagram.
Give it a vote.
Enjoy the catch up.
Get up with AB and Ben.
One thing I like to do around this time every Tuesday, I didn't get a chance to do it last week because you weren't here.
I bet you chose yourself.
What are you doing? What?
Did you just not choose yourself?
What do you mean?
Do you make two hellish choices and then choose yourself?
No, I just moved on. It's got on with my life.
Okay.
But I like to offer you two decisions that are just both as difficult as each other to make.
And just watch
you squirm. It's called Tuesday.
I've never enjoyed this once.
You don't know.
Do you care about
my feedback?
I'm
saying two different words there as well. Tuesday. And if you can't see that, I hate you.
Oh, fine. All right. What have we got?
So, option one. Mm-hmm. You have a runny nose for the rest of your life.
That's pretty much
option,
me anyway.
Option two, you have a headache for the rest of your life.
Oh, my God. Runny nose 100% because...
Really?
Headaches, yeah, nah.
But even though you know that if your nose is runny for more than a day or two, that constant wiping of it is just going to scratch away and you're going to have like that flaky skin and you're always just going to feel very...
Yeah, but then you get those eucalyptus tissues.
Really?
I've been through this because I actually have a runny nose most of my life. I have tissues in here all the time.
I underestimated you then, clearly.
Yeah, I'm so ready. Also, I've got some gun nasal sprays.
Okay.
This isn't going to stay. You wait. I can defeat any runny nose.
No. It doesn't matter what you treat it with. It's always going to be a runny nose.
I hate this game so much.
Otherwise, I'll just have a headache and then just take a Nurofen and move on with your life.
So you have to take Nurofen every day. I'm sure that'd be good for you.
I don't think that would be very good for you.
And also, as you said, it doesn't work.
It wouldn't
so what
work.
Would be the point? No, I hate headaches. They're my least favourite thing.
Okay. I feel like eventually you get used to the headache. You just kind of grow accustomed to it.
You're just a really grim person.
Your pain threshold would increase. Like, yeah, you'd be frowning all the time.
No one wants that. No.
Jump onto Insta and let us know as well. It's our Tuesday. Yes, two different words. But what would you pick? Runny nose forever or headache forever? What a fun morning this is cracked
up
to be.
Good times.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, everyone's set for the big game this weekend.
Game. There's AFL and NRL this weekend.
I'm from Victoria, I only acknowledge one of them.
Also, me eating heaps of curry isn't really a game. It'll be fun. That's not a game.
It'll be a spectacle, though, that's for sure. But a lot of people from Perth are quickly realising just how far away the rest of Australia is.
I feel for those guys.
Yeah, you ever meet someone from Western Australia? Yeah, we're doing our own thing. Oh, yeah, well, we're having a grand final this week and it's going to cost you $2,000 to get there and back.
I feel their pain. As it's a team that constantly makes it into the NRL finals, it does suck having to go to Sydney when you're not there.
It's tricky because they're doing a little bit of calculating. They're finding out that it's actually cheaper to head over to London for a trip than it is to get to Melbourne
get
to the MCG for the weekend. There's flights for about $2,000 return. There's a flight going apparently for $1,000 return, but that's if you leave the moment the game finishes and then have a 20-hour stopover in Adelaide. Nothing nothing is worth.
There's nothing to do for 20 hours in Adelaide.
I'd pay $1,000 to not be in Adelaide
for
20
hours. Oh, my God. And they're crappy times as well, those Perth flights are like 1 a.m. and stuff. I bet they went up the minute that West Coast won that semi.
Well, that's the thing. All the flights, like Virgin, Qantas and all of those, they added flights as quick as they could. Mm. Obviously, it's tricky. These are set months in advance. And so they added as many as they could, but demand creates...
There's only so much you can do. There are so many bandwagon West Coast fans right now jumping on board. Mm. Here is some good news for people that might be a bit heartbroken by the grand final costs, etc.
Mm.
Pizza Hut are about to give away 18,000 free pizzas across the country. I know.
Oh.
Wednesday and Thursday are your cheat days officially, because that's when it's happening. And it's to celebrate the company's 60th birthday. So they're giving away 60 large pan Super Supreme pizzas across every store. Now, there is one store in Coffs, and that's in the Bailey Centre, I believe.
So
take advantage. The first 30 people to line up at any of the stores from midday will receive one free pizza. So you do have to actually go in and do it.
So days like this, I wish intern Josh was still around, because we could send him.
Josh, maybe, are you listening?
Can he make a return tomorrow? Give us one last freebie. Oh, wouldn't that be a good time? Any more info on what is trending now, though, just head to hit.com.au. It's AB and Ben.
Get up with AB and Ben.
I love saying this. The night of nights in the AFL last night.
It was the night of nights.
It's always the night of nights. The Dally M's, the night of nights for the NRL.
Yeah.
And we've got the night of nights for radio, the commercial radio awards.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, everyone has their night of nights.
I thought that was the...
The glitz and the glamour if the AFL emerges.
I thought the night of nights for radio was the series finale of The Bachelor, because you figure out which one of them's going to end up getting their own radio show.
True, which one of them's going to take your job inevitably.
But the Brownlow was on last night.
That's right, yeah.
And, I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't get a chance to watch
it. I didn't get invited this year, guys. Maybe next year.
Next year. Really?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I have started playing. Obviously, it won't be as a date. It'll be as an athlete.
Okay.
Hawthorn's midfielder Tom Mitchell, he took out the prestigious 2018 Brownlow medal with the highest individual accolade.
Oh.
Mm, yes. Mm. He is the 109th Brownlow medalist and the 6th Hawk to win the award.
Only 6.
And he was definitely the favourite as well. He was ahead by 4 votes, 28 by round 21. To steal Side Bottom's 24 votes.
Wow.
And, everyone is talking about the fact that Alistair Clarkson did fall asleep during his speech.
Oh, God, it's rough.
I know. He does radio, doesn't he, Clarky?
I don't think he does.
I think he does do a bit of radio, yeah, so that's his excuse.
He'd be on some form of grill team, I imagine.
Yeah,
somewhere in the country. One of those franchises. But, look, those nights, I remember a guy I used to work with. Anytime we got invited to, like, a luncheon for like a charity thing, he would always just, he'd have a big meal and then he'd just start nodding off.
I feel for them because they probably have really early starts and he's probably like, can't really hit it hard, got to go to work in the morning for radio job or whatever.
Falling asleep.
Yeah.
It's rough. I've been there.
And the finalists, the people playing in the final, they must really have to take it easy during.
Oh, yeah.
The last week.
But Hawthorn are out, so he'd be getting on it.
Yeah, he would definitely be getting on it. Absolutely.
I mean, he would be celebrating respectfully. Of course.
And so he did have a lovely speech where he thanked his club peers and family and also his girlfriend, Hannah.
Cute.
Yeah, very cute.
Cute.
So I guess we'll see what happens on Saturday. Mm. Big result. As you said, expensive tickets. All the Perth people will probably be just watching from home.
It's 105.5.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Indeed. Now, this weekend, speaking of good times, we've got Curry Fest on.
Oh, my.
When I first spotted this in the calendar, I was like, yes.
Extend your belt buckles, people. Add another hole. It's worth your while.
It is going to be wild. Now, we've got Carl from Taste Coffs Coast to get our heads around what exactly to expect this weekend. You must be super pumped, mate.
Mate, looking forward to it again. Saturday the 29th. It's going to be on from 9 o'clock down in Wagorga, through the beach reserve and through the local streets. We're set for a fabulous day.
I feel like this is a bit of a welcome to the warmer, nicer weather that Coffs has.
Look, it is, you know. What better place to like enjoy everything that Coffs Coast has got than be down at Wagorga on the beach reserve on a Saturday all day. Look, we've got the Bungara dance teams coming again from both Queensland and Sydney. This year I've got Bungara teams coming up from the ACT, so they're doing the long old drive up and they're going to be competing in the State of Origin Bungara dance comp. And I've got Gitta teams, which is the female folk dancing coming down from Brisbane also. So there's lots of activity going to be on the stage.
And have I heard correctly that you can actually get involved? You can learn a bit, do some lessons, and then maybe join them?
Ooh.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a bit scary. So AB and Ben, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys up on stage learning some Bungara dance and some Gitta dance.
Oh,
and then hopefully,
man.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
It doesn't even matter how many curries I have. I'm never going to be good
at
dancing.
I'll give it a go. Nothing wrong with that.
No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. Look, and then in our cooking demonstration zone, we've got Valerie and Courtney, who were last year's finalists for MKR. We've got Ray Silver, who was a contestant with MasterChef last year. So there's going to be a cook-off between those two, over those three. And then we've got all-time favourite back, Nitty's back again. She was in MasterChef 2016, so she's back coordinating the whole event. Yeah, so look, lots of cooking curries being on display for everyone to taste.
And how many days in advance do you think I need to stop eating to really prepare myself for how much I'm going to take in that Saturday?
Look, I'd start fasting from now. Look, why not? It's Curry Fest week. Lead into it. Go hard for Curry Fest.
I intend to.
And look, Curry Fest is obviously starting again on Friday. Obviously, we've got the Bollywood movies and the free Bollywood movie in the park. This year, we've got Basmati Blues, which is a unique love story. It's got some fabulous twists to it. So, yeah, from 6 o'clock on Friday night, it's free for everyone. So grab a rug, come down. There'll be some curries on display and for you to purchase there on the Friday night. And then we rock into Curry Fest from 9 o'clock Saturday.
And for one special person, it's going to be quite a start to Curry Fest because they're going to be arriving from the sky.
In style.
Look, it's going to be stylish. It's going to be, you know, they jump out, and I'm not sure how many feet they jump out from, but it's quite high up in the air, obviously, and they jump out and they cruise all over the Whoopee Beach, and then they land straight across the top of the stage and then hopefully land nicely on the sand.
I think there's a reason why they do the jump before you consume heaps of curry.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No one wants to race their meal all the way down.
Exactly. Gross. We don't want to be covered in curry.
Make it rain, butter chicken on Wooby.
Butter chicken for everyone.
Mate, I'm already putting another hole in my belt. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great time.
Where do people need to head to find out any other info?
Go to curryfest.com.au, and that's where they get to download the program. So this year we're saving paper and we're going full online. So as they turn up, go to curryfest.com and the program will be there for them to download.
Yeah, too easy. Amazing. Just screenshot it on your phone. Thanks so much for chatting with us, Carl.
Welcome. See you guys on Saturday.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Speaking of trending and speaking of charity, because honestly you gave away your money to these people while you're in Bali.
Each to their own, Ben.
It's all the beauty industry, I feel like, is just full of people quite willing to take your money and not really do much in return.
That's what you think.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what I think.
No, you are 100% wrong.
I'm very cynical when it comes to this kind of stuff.
I told you about a facial that I got a couple of times when I was in Bali.
Mm.
Also worth noting, backstory, I was in Bali visiting my sister. My sister's 26. I'm 2 years older than her. And not one, not two, not three, but four separate people said to me, "You are the younger sister of Dom."
Mm.
And I was like, "Actually, no, but obviously these facials are working."
Yeah, I've been hit on to before.
It was
here's
legit.
Here's the thing that spiked.
Either that or my emotional maturity is pretty devastating.
You were talking about this beauty treatment that you got. Like, you got a facial and then you described it as an oxygen facial.
It was called an oxygen facial.
Talk us through what an oxygen facial entails.
Okay, so it was 90 minutes and basically you had all the regular facial stuff. So, you know, they gave your face a wash, a microdermabrasion, which is where they have this like sucking machine and it takes
like
all of your...
like sandpaper for your skin.
Oh, it exfoliates, but it also takes all your blackheads out.
Mm.
Then they did this steam mask thing where basically all your yucky pimples and stuff surfaced and then they got rid of them with the next thing. Then, and this one's particularly popular in Bali because a lot of people get sunburnt, they do this oxygen facial where they put this cream on your face and then they put this oxygen mask on your face for half an hour. And firstly, amazing results. Secondly, best nap I've ever had because I was double oxygen. Just felt amazing. And walked out. And people, I FaceTimed a friend later that day and she was like, your skin.
Okay, but
sign me up.
But are you? The oxygen part, I think, is just it's a load of witchcraft.
Because, I think no.
Because
oxygen's something that you actually
breathe
every day.
I'm aware
it's not
of what
like
oxygen
some
does to
crystal.
Human body. But the whole concept of we're breathing oxygen into your skin. It's, I think, all the stuff before that would have made the difference. And then the oxygen part is like the super voodoo expensive twist we put on it to make it seem better than what
okay,
it is.
Okay, so you know countries that don't have very fresh air, their skin is worse.
Is it?
Yeah. So if you have more oxygen and less rubbish in the sky, you have better skin.
Okay.
Like if you go to...
So what you're saying
when I lived
is
overseas,
if I just,
my skin became drier because it was less humid.
If I just stay in Australia, that's the equivalent of having an oxygen facial 24/7 compared to if I was in Bali. With
Does anyone ever come up to you, Ben, and say you look 3 to 4 years younger than you
all
are?
All the time. All the time.
They do not.
They always accuse me of being the younger one from us two. I'm like, stop hitting on me, okay? What I want to know...
This is madness. It's 30, 12, totally 16. Working.
Those beauty therapy things, those things that you think, that's a bit of a rort. That, surely that's not a thing.
I paid $31 for this, guys. It was 90 minutes.
$31 in Bali. Oh, my God.
Oh. That's at least 11 Bintangs.
That family now owns half of Bali. You know what you just did? That's ridiculous. 30, 12, 16. I want to hear about those beauty treatments that just are a bit of...
It was a good excuse for a nap, too.
Well, just have a nap, mate. I'm all about that.
No, I think it's legit. If you're a beautician in particular and you think this sounds awesome, cool.
Yes, back us up. Back us up.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with AB and Ben.
I don't appreciate today that you're calling me out on something that I take great pride in, and that is my skincare. I actually attend a really fabulous place here on the coast quite regularly to get facials. Okay. I undertook some Hydralyte ones as well, where you basically go under this Omnilux light and it adds extra hydration to your skin, because I just want to keep my skin... Like, I don't want to have to ever get plastic surgery or Botox or whatever.
Mm.
I just want to naturally try and take care of it as much as possible.
It's ridiculous. Without blowing my own horn too much, the amount of comments I get regarding my skin is ridiculous, okay?
Do you actually?
Yeah. And you want to know what I do? Absolutely nothing.
No, okay, that is such a lie, because I took you to that place once, Blush, in the city, and you got one of their moisturizers and you put it on and you were like, oh, this is really nice.
And that was the last time I put it on.
But imagine how much... more you would get.
I don't know. We're talking about this oxygen facial that you got in Bali, which I think is a bit of a rort.
No.
They put oxygen on your face and they rejuvenate it. But I think you just got $31 stolen off you.
Could have just been farts.
31. It could have been. You don't know. you breathe in the air there and you're like, I forget what real air is like. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's true.
Want to get your thoughts on 30, 12, 16. Craig, what do you think about all of this?
I'll start off by saying I've never had a facial or any of that sort of stuff. I just want to say how lucky we are, Ben. We get up in the morning, that's as good as it gets.
Well, you guys are welcome to be satisfied with what you've got, but for $30, I can at least convince myself that I'm trying to make it better.
Did you
for
know that...
$30, I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Ben... Exactly. For the money, that sort of thing would cost $150 easy in Australia, Craig.
Oh, and then some, probably.
They'll
probably give you a scalp massage and all that sort of stuff.
Ben's girlfriend's probably listening right now and is like, I want one of those, but in Australia, it sucked in, man.
Yeah, but if you're in Australia, you got cleaner oxygen. There's cleaner air anyway, so it's not affecting your skin. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, it's not in China, and, well, Bali, you've got to worry about the volcanic ash.
That is true. I'm sure there's a volcanic ash facial.
They've got a volcanic scrub. They get the ash, they collect it from the base of Mount Agung, and they rub it into your face. That's extra.
That's your exfoliation.
It just singes it off.
Craig, thanks for the call, mate.
You're the best.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Total Recall. Pretty popular movie.
Great
back
movie.
In the day.
We are talking about the original one, not the Colin Farrell remake.
No, Death's not. An Italian label, GCDS, God Can't Destroy Streetwear, sounds like something from Zoolander, has showcased their new line at Milan Fashion Week. And the models are featuring not one, not two, but tri-breasts. I don't know why. Total Recall style. Inspo.
Yeah, great.
So they have three good boobs, gear. Basically. It's good the weirdest gear. Thing I've ever seen.
It's one of the creepiest scenes from Total Recall. This dude's like, you make me wish I had three hands.
My friend messaged it to me yesterday and said, I don't even have two good ones. How unfair is this?
I mean, surely the fashion industry's come under fire for setting unrealistic expectations for women in the past.
As it is.
Above and beyond.
Now it's like three. So even if you did think you had it good,
well, next year they're going to top it. They're going to have someone who's got a fetus growing out of their chest.
Oh, they did do a breastfeeding one as well in Milan Fashion Week. It's been a weird time, people. Weird time.
It is weird. They dress in garbage bags, though, sometimes. So
that is
really
true. That is true.
What they take as reality. Now, last week, you missed all of this, but DEF CON Festival in New South Wales. It was in Sydney, not this past weekend, the weekend before. And there were, unfortunately, some overdoses.
Yes.
It's very sad stuff. Gladys Berejiklian has come out and said, you know, we're banning DEF CON, never coming back.
It's really funny because there was this Canberra festival recently where there were no overdoses because they did this little cool thing called pill testing.
I did speak to Harm Reduction Australia. You can have a listen to that chat at hit.com.au. But they're all about advocating for safety and safety through knowledge. And it seems a lot of bands are on board with that as well. Peking Duck, KLP, Alex the Astronaut, including all the people who organise festivals like Chug Entertainment and Laneway Festival. They've written an open letter to Gladys Berejiklian, asking her to just consider listening to the industry. And just, you know, there's more than just banning things to get rid of them. So hopefully something comes up. Hopefully she does actually listen to people who have knowledge in this subject.
Yeah, it just seems those extreme measures, I know it seems so obvious, you just go, oh, just don't take them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always work, unfortunately. Yeah. There are people that are still going to do it and we have to count for them.
I think her move is a bit of political point scoring and not really tackling the issue. Mm. But if you want to keep up to date with anything else that is trending now, just head to hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Some very scary stuff, of course, a little bit further north in Australia. In the Whit Sundays, there have been two shark attacks in the past week.
As a result, there have been, I think, four or five sharks now culled by the DPI up there to try and curb this issue. A lot of people are for and against shark culling as a solution for attacks. And we want to know, because obviously we are in a coastal region, we've had shark sightings. There was a big one in Yeronga just recently.
Yeah.
What the go is in Coffs? What happens when this happens here?
We've got aquatic biologist on the phone.
From Dolphin Marine Magic.
Grant Willis.
Yes.
We're just going to ask, mate, Coffs, does it have a problem with sharks?
I think it's a tough one. At the end of the day, we've all heard the statistics, you know, more likely to be killed by a bee sting or struck by lightning, all those sorts of things. But, yeah, the thought of being potentially eaten alive by something is pretty scary. But, you know, the ocean is where the sharks live. They've always been out there and, unfortunately, accidents happen sometimes.
Is it this time of year specifically? I don't know. I always seem to see around spring that these stories pop up a little bit more.
Yeah, we always used to have a joke at one of the other big aquariums I worked at that we'd get the same sort of story and it was 2 years in a row. It was the 16th of January. the water's warming up. Whether it's a sheer stat thing that as the warmer it gets, there's more people in the water. Who knows? I don't think anyone really knows. People are studying sharks more and more, so we are learning more about their behaviours and their migration patterns and all those sorts of things. But, this time of year, from now on through for the next few months, I'm sure we're going to hear more and more about sharks.
Yeah, particularly as well, because I think it was only just recently that that Surf Life Saving New South Wales were going to deploy the shark drones around here. There was going to be one in Coffs as well.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the drones because they're so simple, easy, relatively cheap. I've seen firsthand some of the footage of what they can see. And, you know, they can easily, if they think there's a problem, they can easily scan a whole beach in a matter of minutes, get some vision, identify what it is. Because if it's a 2-foot-long Port Jackson shark that would struggle to fit your toe in its mouth, there's no point evacuating the beach. Whereas if it is a potentially large and dangerous animal, then, yeah, they can take the necessary precautions.
And speaking of precautions, if you're in the water and say you've seen Jaws one too many times and you're just terrified of sharks, is there anything you can do in your behaviour to avoid attracting a shark too much? Or is it just a kind of luck of the draw?
Yeah, I mean, to me, if you're unsure in the water, it goes with everything. You know, swim between the flags, there's more people around. the reality of them coming into the shallow surf zone is probably a little bit less. But I think the thing is, it's just that thing. It is literally such a freak accident. And one thing about shark attacks, it is 100% avoidable. Just don't go in the water. So if it's that much of a big deal, you can, you know, swim in a lake or go in a pool or whatever. But murky
my
water,
bathtub doesn't have the right waves, though, sadly. Otherwise,
the swell's average in there. Yes. I mean, I guess that is obviously the answer to all of this. What do you think about shark culling as a solution? Obviously, that's what they've taken as a step in WA previous to this. They were talking about it up in Ballina a couple of years ago and now in North Queensland.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I'm an animal lover. I love sharks. So I don't like the idea of just going out and killing stuff. But I think everything's in balance. I mean, yeah, you talk to a lot of the fishermen and they've had different regulations and things put on them, and there's that possibility that the fishers were out there helping to control some of these big animals. Willy-nilly culling things, it's, you know, it's tough where you draw the line at that sort of thing.
Do you think it's going to happen here?
Like, sorry?
Would it happen here? Or is that purely DPI going to make that call?
Yeah, well, at the end of the day, those guys control that. But I guess the big thing is what DPI are currently doing. At least we're learning. So they're out there and they're physically catching these animals, tagging these animals, tracking these animals, seeing where they go. So we're actually now getting the information to be able to find out what they're really doing, because really we don't know. I mean, you talk to a lot of the surf life-saving guys, they sit on the beach all day, every day, watching for these things, and they never, ever see sharks because they're always under the water. At least dolphins and whales come up to the surface, so you know where they are.
Yep.
So the biggest thing is, we just don't know. So then the imagination goes crazy and you just start making things up.
Get up with AB and Ben. Hit. A quiz for Total Garden. They really dig their plants and gardens.
This is
Hit 105.5.
Love giving away money.
Absolutely my favourite thing ever, other than receiving money, which is probably number one, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, actually. I mean, let's not start ranking them, because getting money for free, then getting money that you've earned,
and then giving other people's money away, like the guys
at Total Gardens. And also the home of Totally Coffee, if you need a little pick-me-up on your way into town. Only 5 minutes from the CBD.
Worthwhile. Well, absolutely worthwhile.
As well. We've got Adam in the hot seat. What are you up to this morning, mate?
Just about to drop the kids off at school and driving to work.
Yeah, nice one. Are you going to let them stick around and help out with the pop quiz?
I don't know. Do you boys reckon you can help?
Yeah.
I reckon you'll need their assistance.
Okay, we'll keep them.
All right. All right, boys, no pressure. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know the answer, just say pass.
And then you can talk about how you're going to divvy up the $350 later.
Very good.
It's like, what, $350? They're getting a lollipop each.
Just for fun.
There's no money involved in it.
Just for fun. All right, mate, we've got 10 questions for you. Are you ready?
Yep, go for it. All right.
Okay, your time starts now. Name a team in the NRL Grand Final this weekend.
Roosters.
Catherine George is located in which state?
Northern Territory.
Dribble, rebound and dunk are terms for which sport?
Basketball.
Spell conundrum.
C-O-N-U-N-D-R-U-M.
Total Recall was an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie set on which planet?
Mars.
Australia's largest offshore detention centre is located where?
Nauru.
Jared Leto is the singer for what band?
Pass.
Baz Luhrmann directed a modern-day version of which Shakespeare play?
Romeo and Juliet.
What does a haematologist study, blood or insects?
Blood.
What public holiday are we celebrating this Monday?
Pass.
And Jared Leto is the lead singer for which band?
No idea.
It's a bit of a clue, a couple of questions before. It has Mars in it. 30 Seconds to Mars. They're very emo-y band.
Mate, yeah, so close.
I'm personally not a fan, so I don't know. I probably wouldn't have remembered that either.
You are.
That was freaking
me out, though.
That's
the closest it's come for quite some time. Didn't hear a peep from your kids, though. They didn't...
No help.
Well, they have really deep voices, and you did that as a group.
Very quiet on their part. Well, look.
And the public holiday, the only other one that you passed on is Labor Day this Monday. I like to call it NRL Grand Final / AFL Grand Final Recovery Day, but apparently it actually is Labor Day.
I just call it Day Off Work Day.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one. I like
You've got your Fridays in order.
Bad luck, mate, but we're going to hook you and the kids up with a big bunch of fun pass thanks to the Big Banana. The Big Banana Fun Park is a whole bunch of fun for the family and the number one place for holiday fun on the Coffs Coast. Water park is now open every weekend. But we are back for $360 in tomorrow's pop quiz, all thanks to Total Gardens and Landscape Supplies. Check out Total Gardens and their new range of stunning azaleas.
Get up with AB and Ben.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three, four.
This will come as either good or bad news for most families. Scrabble have added 300 new words to the game.
I'm guessing one of these words is going to cause someone on my Facebook feed to lose all hope for humanity.
Oh, God, yeah, well, it is, because they have added a bunch of, like, young people words, so...
Have they added, like, lit? With lit in there?
So far, I've got emoji, twerk, hive mind. I've not even heard of that. Sheeple is one. Face palm and yowza, which... is like a gold mine of lettering.
I thought you were going to say yeet. And I was like, yes, that'd be so
No. Other ones that have always been questionable, particularly in my family, okay is now officially been added.
O-K-A-Y?
No, just okay.
Nah, see, that's the...
It needs a dot in between. And then ew, E-W, frowny, puggle, beat down, way back, schneid. And then there's some cultural words as well, like from other countries. So, for instance, sriracha has been added. Macaron, which, by the way, everybody, is the cute little ones that you all call macaroons. It's not macaroons, it's macaron. Sorry, I get really annoyed about that.
Wow. Like, okay, I'm not playing Scrabble with you ever.
And, Kwopik.
Kwopik.
Is a unit of currency in Azerbaijan.
Yeah, I knew that. God,
this sucks now. This is the kind of crap my sister would pull all the time, and I'd be like, it's not a word. And I'll pull the dictionary on her, and now she has reason to be more of a pest.
I've always been of the opinion that if it's not in the dictionary that you have at your house, I don't care about the Scrabble dictionary. If it's not in the dictionary.
Okay, so if it's not in the 1972 Webster stuffed.
Exactly.
Emoji didn't exist back then, guys.
No one bothers. Hey, something that's really cool, some great news, and it's all for a very good cause.
Yeah.
We're all a fan of this song. Oh, yeah. Much better than horses, in my opinion. Far superior in every way.
Oh, my God.
Bite me. Meet you out in the car park.
I'm actually really confused now because I don't know if I can say that either one is.
Nah, Africa.
Can't they coexist?
Legendary.
Can't they coexist?
They certainly can when it comes to charity, though. Bristol Venue is set to play this song on loop for 5 hours straight. They're playing the vinyl version because it sounds better. But they reckon...
You can hear the crackliness over the speakers.
It's all to raise money for an African charity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But not everyone's on board. More notably, one of the band members of Toto, who says he would kill somebody after about 5 plays of listening to it.
That drum solo, though.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Would listen to that 50.
When he found out about it, he tweeted, this could be worse than waterboarding.
Oh.
Like, it's a great tune, but seriously, why are people so obsessed?
Because they would have to play it at shows all the time and they'd get it requested, so they would be really over it.
Yeah, true. But apparently you can sponsor people to see how long they would actually last listening to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That'd be fine.
Challenge accepted for later today.
Trending now, just head to hit.com.au.
Get up with AB and Ben.